For this week's Xamarin Show, I have Peter Foote on, and he has implemented the media element in the Xamarin Community Toolkit to play all your audio and video files. Tune in. Welcome back, everybody, to the Xamarin Show. This episode is going to be all about multimedia, playing videos, audios, all the things. And I have with me the author of all this good stuff who implemented this in the Xamarin Community Toolkit. Originally, it was a PR in Xamarin Forms. Actually, it was in Xamarin Forms, actually. But here we go. Peter Foote, welcome.
Hi. Great to be here.
So how are you doing, Peter?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Still busy with Xamarin projects, so it's all good.
Very cool. I think you work freelance, right? And we just had a talk just before recording this that we've come across each other in the community. We never really spoke, that I know of, at least. But I think you're working out of the UK and you're working freelance. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. So it gives me a chance to work on all sorts of different projects. So there's always something different challenges. It's good.
And one thing that I've always wanted to ask you is, you know, Peter Foote, and I think your company is called In the Hand. Does that have some kind of correlation, or?
It was intentional, yes. The reason originally is I had a project which was called Bird in the Hand, which was a pocket PC application for identifying birds. So you pick various attributes, and it would give you, you know, the various matching bird species, and it just became In the Hand, and other projects became Something in the Hand, and it just stuck. So yeah,
right.
Okay. but someone asked me once, oh, it's a bit of a coincidence that, you know, your name's Foote and your company's In the Hand. And I thought, yes, but I did choose that intentionally.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. So we're here to talk about the media element. And like I said, this was first implemented in Xamarin Forms as an experimental, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And as with a couple of things that were in Xamarin Forms, first they had the experimental flag, but now, you know, with Xamarin Forms 5 being the kind of final version of Xamarin Forms, it would be weird to have those experimental flags in there. So what we did for a couple of things that we felt like, you know, had to mature a little bit more, we took those and we put them in the Xamarin Community Toolkit so that everyone could still use that great stuff. So, Peter, I remember from that time that you were very, very helpful with, you know, you did the big PR bringing all this stuff in Xamarin Forms, because, you know, new big features like this, they tend to have a lot of work and review comments, and then you have to go in and change some things. And then you had to kind of redo the whole thing again for the Xamarin Community Toolkit, and you were very helpful for that. So, thank you for that. Did you implement this for, like, did you need this for yourself for a project, or how does this come to you?
Yes, so that's how it started out. Yes, I needed it for a project. So I needed a way of displaying a video in both iOS and Android. So it was a case of, okay, there isn't a built-in control, but I know that there is a native control on each platform. So it was a case of build a simple element and then the renderers for each one. And I modeled the control basic on the UWP equivalent, because I thought, I'm not going to, you know, start from scratch. I might as well follow a model that kind of works. So yeah, so there's then one API and three different renderers, and it all kind of does the basics anyway. There's always extra features that people want, but it does, you know, play videos, play audio, local files remote on the internet, that kind of thing. So yeah.
The basics are there, and now everyone can contribute, right? This is really the features that I love. I think we had, you know, other episodes where people were in the same scenario, that they, you know, they had to implement something themselves, and instead of just keeping it to themselves, they contributed it to now the Xamarin Community Toolkit, or put it in their own library for anyone to benefit, and that is really great community work. So I guess, hopefully, Peter, you prepared a little demo for us. So let's just hop over to Visual Studio and see what this is all about.
Yeah, sure. I can show you the code of how to put it into your app. I mean, basically, so there is a sample app actually in the Community Toolkit, which shows off all the controls that are in there. So there's a page set up with the control in and how to control it and you know, see the look and feel and platforms and that kind of thing. So I thought, why not just have a look at that, really? Because it's very simple to drop it into your app. Essentially, if you just want to play a video file, you really only need to put it in the XAML. You don't even need code behind to do anything clever with it. So the example here shows we've got the Xamarin Community Toolkit namespace, the media element control, the source property can be one of several things. So it could be a URL if it's a remote video somewhere, or it can be a local path to a file that's inside your application package. So there's a couple of different ways of specifying that, but this example actually goes to another episode of the Xamarin Show. And so that's all we need to provide. And if it's HTTPS, it should work on all the main platforms. There are some issues about HTTP links aren't really accepted in Apple apps. So you have to work around that and put in special attributes in the project and stuff. So it's best not to do that. And there's some of the other...
We should use HTTPS anyway. So,
you know. Yeah, you should, yeah. although the weird thing about it is on WPF, the native media element doesn't support HTTPS. So that's a bit tricky at the moment. Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah. I think now that that is open source, I have a feeling that someone's submitting an update to that. So that may be fixed.
Hopefully.
But yeah, so that was one of those weird platform specific things. And then there's some basic properties like you can have it autoplay. You can show the playback controls, which are native to the platform. So they appear different depending on what you're using. Generally, they pop up when you touch the screen and then after a timeout sort of fade away as well. So the exact behavior of that is platform specific. You can turn them off and then just put your own buttons in. It's entirely up to you, really. Mm-hmm. There are a number of events as well. So you can track when the file is actually opened, because there's also a delay before it has to read a certain proportion of the file to get the data of it. If it fails, when it reaches the end. And then all the usual layout options like horizontal, vertical, and that kind of thing. So you can decide how it's going to fit in the space available. There's also a seek command, so you can actually get an event when you've successfully seeked to a new position. One of the recent updates in the community toolkit actually is that the position property is now fully bindable, which it wasn't originally. So you can actually attach that to a slider or similar and have a live kind of progress bar for the video.
So that's kind of cool. You have all the options here to also customize it, right? Because if you say playback controls to false, basically, you won't see those. And then you can put in your own controls and just hook into the events that are there. And even with the seek bar, you could just, you know, replace it with a slider and set it that way. And you can get, I've coincidentally had a little play with it myself as well. And you can get all the data out there and influence all the things with the methods that are there. So you can customize it any way you want, basically. That's
perfect. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you just have a box with the video in it. And then what you do around that is entirely up to you. So it's very flexible. Yeah. Okay, cool. So I mean, I can show you that running on the emulator as well. So this is the just take a few seconds. The as I said, the test app that's part of the project. So it's got pages in it for every feature of the community toolkit.
That's what we tried to do. We tried to have, you know, for every feature that's in here, have a sample also in the sample app. I'll just fill the time while talking. So that's what we want to do so that you can A, see how to use it in code, and B, have a little sample that you can go to actually, you know, test the feature and see if it does what you expect it to do and if it's something for you to use in your project. Hey, it worked. We have the sample.
Yep, it's up. So we'll just go to, there's a section for views. So these are all the actual controls that are in there. Pop down to media element. And in a second, it loads up because it's like auto playing and it's playing one of the Xamarin Shows. As you can see, the controls are turned on. So if I tap over the thing, it pops up the Android controls and then they disappear afterwards.
I think I see the slider thing down there. It's not, this is not one of the better sample pages. I think that purplish dot is the slider where you can do the position with.
I think unfortunately the current live version of the community toolkit doesn't have the bindable position in, I don't think, or at least the one that's on my machine, but I know it went in recently, so that might be why that's not behaving correctly. But what should be happening is the little dot should be progressing across as the video goes across, and obviously there's a built-in one here, so you'd see a matching kind of one externally.
Exactly.
And you could also display obviously the text of the position as well, however you want to do it. Yeah, unfortunately, that's a very basic page, but it gives you an idea. I can show you in Object Browser actually what the other features of the control are. There's also properties to do with state, like whether it's stopped playing, that kind of thing. The duration, which is the complete length of the video, the position, wherever it currently is. You can set is looping. So if it's a video that you want to just immediately carry on playing again after it's finished, you can do that. Keep the screen on will stop the screen from timing out while it's playing the video. So you don't have to worry about being halfway through and the thing just suspending itself. We've already talked about the playback controls, the source. As I said, there's it's one of the types of media source. So it can be a file, it can be a resource in the actual application. There's some read-only properties about the video. So you can get the height and the width, which are the native size for those videos. Right. You can set the volume independently of the system volume as well. I think the default is 1.0, but you can fade it down if you want to, you know, kind of mix in other audio as well. And then some of these are to do with the control talking to the renderers and stuff. You don't need to worry about those, but there's other bindable properties as well. So you can, you know, data bind them to either view models or other controls and that kind of thing. I think we talked about most of the events as well. So issues about failing to load, finishing the media, opening, seeking, that kind of thing. So yeah, and obviously there's methods as well for play, pause, and stop.
So
anything you could want to do, really.
All the things you want to do to play a video are basically there. I've seen already a number of features requests on the Xamarin Community Toolkit repository, where, you know, also things like subtitles, I think, and, you know, streaming a live stream and all that kind of crazy stuff. But, you know, this is a very good basic media element, and now it's up for everyone to, you know, pick it up and hopefully contribute all those features that are there. Peter, thank you so much for implementing this and also showing it here on the Xamarin Community Toolkit. I hope this will get you started on your own project. And like I said, please help us out with some of those features that you might be able to pick up. Thank you for watching this video. Go check out the other episodes. They're there. They're very awesome. Please click that like button, that subscribe button. If you haven't done already, there's a lot of people in the Xamarin Show Club already, but there's always room for more. And I'll be seeing you for the next episode.